Hey, welcome into Rip Radio. You're listening to us live from beautiful Oakland, California. Dad, we're down here in the Steep Hill Laboratories in Oakland. And Mo, how are you doing? Let's get to Mo.
Feeling icy.
You're always feeling icy. I know. It's good to be alive today. We're here in Oakland, and we have some interesting people we're going to be visiting with soon. Before we get into all that, we've been traveling up and down California. Week in, week out.
Everywhere.
And yeah,
you were just at the Playboy Mansion.
Now
we're in Oakland.
And I got a sunburn because we went out in the fields even looking at the
crops. Yeah, you look like a lobster right now, bud.
Do I look like a lobster? I do look like a lobster.
Yeah, you do.
So we're going to take a real quick one. I'm right back with you. We're going to introduce some fantastic people here at Steep Hill Labs. These are the folks that check every bit of cannabis that comes through their laboratory for pesticides, mold, the most important things of all to keep their medicine pure. I know, Mo,
how I am about that.
Yep.
I do not support any of the outdoor stuff.
I know.
You know how some of these growers are pretty
irresponsible. You're a snob, Mo.
Yeah,
you know.
But it's okay.
It's okay. It's all good. So we'll be right back with you. Enjoy the music for a minute. We'll be right back. This is Mark and Mo coming to you live from Oakland, California, Steep Hill Laboratories. We'll be right back. Okay.
She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Though you know I wish I could. Oh, no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
Welcome back to Rip Radio here with Mo and Mark, your host, coming to you live from Oakland, California. We're here at Steep Hill Laboratories, and we're going to bring in now Wilson Linker, also known as Mo.
We got my boy DJ Weed from Cannabis Cuts.
All cuts, right. Cuts.
Also known as Wilson Linker. How you doing, man?
Doing good.
You gave us a few minutes here, and I was just amazed at the laboratory behind us, man, the amount of product you guys are working on. Again, we talked about having that thing regulated by our new attorney general. I hope that happens because it's a mess right now.
Right. I mean, you know, quality control is a part of every industry. Cannabis is just getting used to it. The patients want it. The growers want it. We just got to make sure that the patients get good, clean medicine. And that's what Steep Hill Lab's been doing since late 2007. So.
And making a difference, too. I know that you shared earlier that Harborside, every drop that comes through their door comes through this door.
And, yes. All their flowers are tested here. Everything that they analyze is always analyzed by Steep Hill Lab. We're really proud of that association.
I have a question because I had thought one time about having some. it's all good. I thought about having some cannabis tested. And do you guys take it by mail or is it just to be delivered to you?
Yeah, we accept FedEx samples. Definitely call ahead before you send any samples. Call and get the lowdown from us. Give us a call 510-698-4446, and we'll get you set up.
One more time with that number.
510-698-4446. And info@steephilllab.com.
Awesome. So all you folks out there, if you're wanting cannabis testing, I'll tell you what, Mo is always, he's a master grower, and he's always said purity of medicine is the number one goal for him, and it should be for all of us, because we don't want to put something in our body that's going to make us sicker than we already are. Would all of us agree with that?
Grow with Mo definitely endorses, I'm sorry, DJ Weed, definitely endorses Steep Hill Labs.
You know, it's amazing to be in the same room with DJ Weed, by the way, because I've heard him on the show.
That's my boy right there, man.
That's your boy. That's your dog.
He has some awesome podcasts, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I'm a big fan.
Thank you guys for coming through. We appreciate it.
Well, awesome, man.
You have to come through the cut sometime. Tuesday, 4 to 6, San Francisco, mutinyradio.org.
There we go.
You guys are always welcome.
Mutinyradio.org. Give us another one more time.
Tuesday, 4 to 6, mutinyradio.org. Cannabis cuts.
We all cut us in the long run. He's going to have to take off. He has to go get some medicine from Harborside, and he's going to get back through. We'll probably go by. I just want to say thank you so much, man, for inviting us down. You're awesome.
And say hello to my boy, Steven D'Angelo, huh?
Yo,
Steven was now at the Playboy Mansion, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah, and he's looking good.
That's
good. Steven.
That's good, man.
Hey, man, thanks so
much. Steve's always looking good.
Yeah, he does. Thanks all for coming in, brother,
all right,
and
thank
we
you
appreciate
guys.
It. You betcha.
Big up.
We're going to be right back with you. Enjoy some music. We'll be right back. This is Mark and Mo from Rip Radio. Be right back.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Got to be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you skirts know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. Sexy as hell, I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
to a whole new era. G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you're high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will regulate.
Hey, welcome back to Rip Radio, coming to you live from beautiful Oakland, California. And here we are, Mo. How are you, brother?
A little warm. I think their AC is down.
Well, now here we go, complaining all of a sudden.
I'm a snob. Come on, yeah.
A snob. He has an autograph stamp of all things. He doesn't sign anything. He just stamps it.
So yeah, well, we won't go there.
We are here with Anna Rae Grabstein. She is the CEO of Steep Hill Laboratories. Anna, it's welcome to have you in here. Anna
Thank
Rae.
You.
I'm sorry, Anna Rae.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Definitely welcome. It's so Where's nice Charity you- at?
Charity gets off work at 5, so she left.
Oh, okay.
But she is awesome, and a big shout out to her.
Yeah,
she's
she
definitely
is.
A big part of the support team
awesome.
Around here. So.
That's awesome.
Thank
yeah.
you for being on.
We were talking off the mic here about the autism group that you're working with. Can you tell us about that? Because that's an awesome opportunity.
Yeah, this would be a great time for us to plug the Unconventional Foundation for Autism. It's run by Miko Hester Perez, and she's a mother with a son, Joey, who has autism. And a couple years ago, she felt like she really had tried everything to help out her son, and it wasn't working. And so she turned to cannabis and found an incredible amount of success and has been able to reduce the amount of medicine that her son takes. And he has, in turn, become a lot happier and healthier. So she has an amazing story. And the Unconventional Foundation for Autism takes her on the road to just bring her story around to other families with autism around the country and the world. Her story has touched so many lives that it seems to just be going viral. Mm. There's so many children and families who are struggling with autism now that looking for new therapies, especially cannabis therapies, is something that's really exciting. And so Steep Hill got involved with them because we do potency testing and we really try to help maintain quality in the cannabis supply. And it was important to Miko, as she was starting to do different types of cannabis therapies with her son, that she had clean tested products. And I should say, too, that she uses edibles with her son, so Joey isn't smoking.
Right.
Mostly chocolates and other products that have just been proven by our lab to be really consistent. So that's just been a really great process for us to get involved in that movement and to get to use our services to be really giving back to the community.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, Mark, it's medicine again, you know, and
yep.
I wouldn't want to give my child anything that I don't know who grew it, you know what I mean,
Absolutely.
Or what exactly it contains in it, you know what I mean? So definitely, awesome.
Like we said earlier, we don't want to be putting things in our body that make our conditions worse than they already are.
Exactly.
You know, and pesticides, but we're going to get more with that with Addison. But I agree completely with what you're saying. They need to have regulation, need to be tested. Everything, every ounce that comes out of California should be tested.
Yeah. One of the struggles and the things that comes up when we think about the families that who are struggling with autism and kids struggling with it is just that there haven't been clinical trials out there to prove that cannabis is helpful. And that's because of the way the government schedules the drug and has made it hard for medical trials to take place to figure out exactly how this plant is helping people. And I truly believe that the stories speak for themselves.
Oh, so absolutely. The cannabis itself, what does it do? Does it relax the little boy or the little boy or little girl?
It's a boy,
so Joey. Does it relax them? Is that what it does?
Well, one of the things that was happening to Joey as a result of some of the medicine that he was taking is that he wouldn't really eat food, and so he was withering away. And the cannabis has helped him to eat and to regain his health as a result of that. And also, autism carries with it a lot of severe anxiety, and cannabis has helped people and kids really to relax and to feel a little bit more mellow in the face of severe anxiety.
It's in the THC or the CBDs that do that?
I wish I could tell you. And those are some of the questions that need to be answered with medical research. Looking at the THC compared to the CBD in this instance, you know, THC has the psychoactive element to it, and that is one of the things that that might be helping someone to calm their anxiety. The CBD has more of anti-inflammatory, anti-analgesic effects that are associated with it.
Okay.
And so high CBD strains and CB-rich medicine in general is associated or often recommended for people that have chronic pain and inflammation, arthritis, back pain, all different types of things like that.
Oh, I definitely agree. I know that the CBDs for me, the edibles, you know, help me with my shoulder pain, so... It does a miracle for me.
And since I smoked for 30 years cigarettes that almost killed me, and that's legal by our blessed government, I had to eat cookies as well, and it's helped me tremendously. There was a time I went down to 125 pounds from my chemotherapy, and the only thing that got me up and going again was cannabis. And I believe in my heart of hearts, and I've said it so many times, I sound redundant, I believe that there is a creator in heaven. I believe that he created this plant, and he didn't make a mistake. He planted it. He said, this is for the people, and that's how it is. And for the government to regulate a plant, that's just beyond my imagination.
Well, here recently, Mark, with all the menudo and the pozole, those exotic foods you've been eating lately, man. Of course you're going to put up that weight.
Yeah, we've been traveling all around, and I have had me some nice Hispanic cuisine lately. Let's get back to Miss Anna. In fact, you know what? Let's do this. Let's take a break and come back because we're at our time. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Anna Ray and get a little more insight on what she's about and what her goals are with this company, and that's what we want to talk about. We'll be right back. Rip Radio, Mark, along with Mo, we'll be right back with y'all.
I met her at a backyard block party by the bar, and she kept looking at me like she knew who I was. She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me like she fell in love.
Bang, bang, baby, shot me in the heart. The door felt the spark when it hit. When we met at the spot, it was hot like the song. Saw the thong, it was on. I was 8 in the morning. I move on like the Greyhound bus. I go town to town and I prey on sluts. I gotta go, so scream out your area code. I'm coming all the way live from the 310. I got a whole lot of love, but none like you. You make me wanna stay here in heaven with you. I write your name in the sand, put your hand with mine. Come on, baby, shoot your gun in the sky.
Better at a backyard block party by the bar. And she kept looking at me like she knew who I was.
I think she did.
She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me like she fell in love.
Yeah. Bang, bang, baby, hit me one time. 2 days on the road and you're still on my mind. You think that I would learn? I'm young and fine, but I'm broke, so I'm trying to make a hustle out of rhyme. I gotta see the world one girl at a time, but you're hanging on my sleeve like I care that you're crying, and I do. I'm just trying to play it cool. I got a rep to protect down at the high school. Why are you trying to cage me in? And when I leave, we both know you'll be paid to him. And when I come back, we gon' do it again. I promise we gon' do it again.
I met her at a backyard block party by the bar.
Bang, bang, I wanted to give you my name, but I'm trying to put some diamonds in my Swayze chain. Babies change, they start showing them fangs, trying to take a ride on this crazy train. Choo choo, what the hell am I to do? I got a girl in every city from here to Peru. When I left you, I saw my name on your left boot. Now go get that tattooed, I'll be back soon. Don't cry, I'll bless you with a text soon. I gotta go, but I'll be back next June or July. Sparks in the sky, she said, boy, you're crazy. Nah, I'm Swayze.
Met her at a backyard block party by the bar.
Do it again.
And she kept looking at me like she knew who I was.
Do it again.
She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me. She was buzzing all over me like she fell in love. She was buzzing all over me.
Hey, welcome back to Rip Radio. This is Mark and my sidekick, Mo, coming to you live from beautiful Oakland, California. Steep Hill Laboratories today, folks. We're traveling all over today. We wound up in Oakland at Steep Hill Laboratories. Mo, how's it going, brother?
Fantastic.
Awesome. Miss Anna Ray, you're still with us. And I tell you what, let's go back and talk about some Steep Hill business because you guys want to be nationwide, right?
We absolutely do. We love what we do. We've felt so passionate about the work we've done in California for these last few years. And our goal is definitely to do quality control testing for all patients throughout the whole state and the world eventually. You
absolutely
never know. So, our short-term plan is to really be working to provide potency testing to patients in every state with medical cannabis right
to
now.
To make it where it's all... There's no difference in the medicine. You want to be sure it's pure. You want to be sure it's healthy. You want to be sure it's helping you in a positive way, not hurting you. And that's what the mission here at this place is. And I tell you what, we met a lot of the folks here, and they're all awesome. Miss Anna Ray specifically. And let's just go back to your discussion about the autism. How's that going? As far as, is there any kind of doctors coming in, stepping in, and saying, you know what, cannabis is good for autism? Because I know they're testing ADHD kids with cannabis right now too. It's with success, and that's a powerful thing to me.
I wish I knew more about how to answer that question.
Yeah.
One of the goals of the Unconventional Foundation for Autism is to raise money to do clinical trials themselves because the government isn't doing them now.
I heard that the government, if you go to the government and you want a sample to do testing, they give you a gram from their weed factory, I have to say that, in University of Mississippi, and they give you such a small amount it can't really be tested at all. It's like they fight against the reality of the good things in life just to save the big pharmacies in the backside. That's my, always been my.
Yeah.
How much amount do you need to do actual testing?
That's a good question.
We do a 2-gram sample to do a potency test, a micro test, and a pesticide test. So really isn't very much medicine to give up for all the information that you can receive.
Which tells me it's a much more complex plant than what anybody seems to think.
It is an amazing plant. And when we talk about all of the varieties of cannabis that we see, I just never cease to be excited and inspired by all the different elements of cannabis and the strains and the smells. And it's just, it's amazing.
It is amazing, yes. There's something else you wanted to talk about, too, if you can refresh my memory.
We were just talking about how many years people have been using cannabis.
Right. And
I just like to remember that throughout this whole struggle that we have right now to end prohibition, that cannabis has only been legal for 80 years. It's been, cannabis has only been illegal for 80 years, whereas it has been legal for thousands, and people have been using it for thousands of years as a medicine, as a sacred medicine, and I think that we all deserve to see it brought back to that status.
I agree. They did some tests on one of the pharaohs they found in Egypt, and there was cannabis in his system, and that's 5,000 years, so we know that for sure. I tell you, Miss Anna Ray, I know you need to get going. You're an awesome lady. I'm blessed to be here in your company because we all have heard so much about the good things you guys are doing here, and it's just amazing to look at the how it's done in the back room and everything about it. You're a special lady, and I appreciate y'all having us in.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. We're going to be right back with you folks, coming to you live from Oakland, California, at the lovely Steep Hill Laboratories. My goodness, I almost lost my mind. Mo will be right back. Enjoy the music, folks.
Out in the street, they call it murder. Welcome to Jamrock, camp where the thugs them camp at. Pounder weed in a van back, it in a your handbag, your knapsack, it in a your backpack. The smell of your girlfriend contact, some boy not know this. Them only come around like tourists on the beach with a few club sodas, bedtime stories, and pose like them name Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hardcore, cause sandals are not back to. The thugs them with the way them got to, and won't think twice to shot you. Don't make them spot you, unless you carry guns. A lot too. A beer tough thing come at you. When trench town man stop laugh and block off traffic, then them wheel and pop off and them start clap it. We dip in file long and it a beat trap it. Police come in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy rabbit. Funny man a get chop like a bad habit. Some a bad a post off if you don't have it. Rastafari stands alone. Welcome to Jamrock. Hey, welcome to Jamrock.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Welcome to Jamdong, where people are dead at random.
not done. Pure ghosts and phantom. The youth them get blind by stardom. Now the king of kings a call. Whole man to pick me. So wave on no one if you with me. To see this operation sick me. Them suit not fit me. To win election them trick with them. Them don't do nothing at all. Come on, let's face it. I get our education's basic. And most of the youth them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them take the guns, replace it. Then them don't stand a chance at all. And that's why enough little youth have up some fatmatic. With the extra magazine in a them back pocket. And a bleach at night time in a some black jacket. All who not lock glock said them a lock rocket. Then we fully up a current like a shock socket. Then we run a roadblock wish for the cops block it. And from now till a morning no stop clock it. If them run out of rounds I broke back ratchet. South side, north side.
And you come to jam rock.
East coast, west coast. Yo.
And you come to jam rock.
Cornwall, Middlesex and Surrey, yo.
Hey. And you come to jam rock.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica. No. Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica.
Welcome to Jamaica. Welcome to Jamaica.
Welcome to Jamaica. So many people running, don't know where to go.
You're listening to Mark with my boy Mo. What's up, Mo?
Excited.
We're here at Steep Hill Labs, beautiful Oakland, California. The weather's beautiful over here. Wish y'all all were here with us. We've been talking to some of the folks at Steep Hill Labs here, and we're going to introduce y'all now one of our hometown special guys, Addison DeMora. Hi, Addison. How are you, brother?
How's it going, guys?
What's going on, bud?
It's awesome. Addison is a local guy right out of Modesto. You may have heard of Addison. He had a little spot there in Oakdale that the Stanislaus County got involved. We're not going to go down that road because that's all negative. We want to talk about Steep Hill.
Oh, it all turned out good.
That's the bottom line right there.
It's all positive. Precedence. It's a good thing.
Yeah. You started up this business with a hope and a dream. And what was that hope and your dream, man?
The big idea was, as growers, we knew that there were responsible growers out there that needed a way to be able to prove that what they were doing was legitimate and that they were doing it in a way that was safe and we wanted to be able to bring that to the growers, and that was the idea behind this business, as growers, to bring the light to what you're doing the right way.
Right.
Because otherwise, it's just someone's opinion when they looked at it.
Right.
And then as growers, we knew that if there was a potency on the product and people could tell, you know, how strong it was or how weak it was or how mellow it was, then it would make a big difference, at least in the beginning of being able to make some kind of a judgment as to what it was that we could all agree on. So, and it wasn't out of profit. It was more or less, in the beginning, more out of, I guess, maybe competition and selfishness. You know, you wanted to say you were better than
someone. Oh, yeah.
Maybe, you know, it's like that
bragging rights.
Yeah, it's kind of that competitive drive.
That's a good thing.
And very quickly we learned, too, that there's a lot of safety involved in it. So getting it, you know, making sure that we introduced the microbiological testing to be sure that immune deficient patients, which, you know, 215 was put into place so that they could be protected, and especially them, the sickest patients out there. So it was good. It was like a win-win. You know, we figured out a way to be able to protect people and to make a living and to make a difference.
And now here you are a few years later, you're servicing the largest dispensary in the world. That's Harborside.
Yeah, it's a great account.
That is just awesome. Friend. Yeah. And you have other collectives that come by, I'm sure, that send their medicine to you.
We work with about 230 collectives.
Well, that's awesome. Statewide.
Here in California? Or
yeah. In the only in California.
Oh, only in California. Okay.
Yeah, just in California. We just do business right now in California, but we're putting together, right now, everyone will see real quickly, we'll be all over the country. So,
Would be nice. Out of all the batches you get, I mean, how much, can you average it out, how much bad batches you get?
You know, you start to see more and more. As we see more volume, it looks like less and less, which is good. But I think that the last I remember talking with David was between 1% and 3%, so, which is low.
1% and 3% of the total that you see
or
the
bulk
bad.
Of what we saw would have pathogenic mold or.
You know, that's awesome. That means that 97% of the growers are growing right.
Well, and you know, too, what it comes down to is what we've developed here in California in this market is a really great bioassay, like a visual look at the product. And with the competition and with the amount of product there is, your stuff has to be good to get it into the collective. It has to be free of powdery mildew and all these other visual things that you can see, botrytis and black mold.
Right.
So it has to pass that test. And that's a great way to make sure that the product's good, because then when you are, you know, Harborside, like Anna Ray said, every gram of hash, flour, anything comes through here. So we see all of it. And, you know, they're in that group where 1% to 3% of it is clean or is dirty. So it's pretty good.
Well, you know, I've seen out there where actually people have gone in and actually have described the bud, because you see the dry bud, you see that powdery mildew.
Mm-hmm.
But some people don't know it's powdery mildew.
They're going to say,
exactly.
Like, oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. It smells, though. It has a smell that's kind of like a powdered donut.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that kind of bothers me when some of these dispensaries, even the dispensaries, will even admit to it being trichomes. You know what I mean?
Well, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Ignorance is not bliss, because it'll kill us, really, in this situation.
For those guys, and that's the way they look at it. But I think that in whole, though, when you look at the state, I mean, think about it. 2 years ago, the potency testing was something that people were like, whatever. And now it's like, they're not going to buy something unless it doesn't have the potency testing on it. So it's as they adapt it or adopt it and it comes more into the system, I think it trickles down to the grower, and the growers have to be putting out quality product, because now they know that these things are in place to catch that stuff.
What's the highest THC levels that you guys have done before?
That we've ever seen?
Yeah.
You know, I'd say the highest that we will – that's a good question, because it brings us up to – to like what some of our protocols are and what we do. When we see something that's very high, it's 23, or, you know, when we see a 23%, we'll retest the other half of the sample, which is, you know, we get a large enough sample so that we have a second half that we can use if we want to retest.
Okay.
We pull that out, we'll rerun it and re-prep a test. And we'll also run another sample from the original prep, and we'll run those and look at the numbers. And if they're high again, then we'll, you know, take the three numbers and average them, and then sometimes if it's at very oddly high, then we'll ask the client for another sample and do a retest.
Can you see the numbers going higher than 23 here in the near future?
Well, you know, a lot of people, when they see these numbers that are really high, like 24s, 25s, 26, mostly what you're seeing is a HPLC result, which is liquid chromatography, in comparison to what we run most of the time is a GC result, which is gas chromatography. We run both. So if someone comes and says, hey, we want liquid chromatography, we can do that. But when you see the two difference in the numbers, the HPLC numbers are a little bit higher because you're seeing the delta-9 THC and the acidic cannabinoids, or THC for that matter, that hasn't converted, so it'll bulk the number up a bit.
Okay.
But when you heat that and you decarboxylate it, it converts into delta-9 THC, and that's when you start to see numbers that are, you know, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Because I see people adding now these concentrates onto their, you know, dry medicine, mm-hmm. you know, just because they feel that 18% is too low. They're not getting anything out of it.
That's pretty high.
I think what happens too with cannabis is that you can develop, it's so harmless that you can develop this tolerance to it.
That's an excellent point, Adam.
And it's so harmless that you can consume a ton of it and you're like, hey, I'm going to eat more watermelon. You know? Like, oh no, he's going to eat watermelon. It's dangerous. Like, it's, you know, no one suffers except for like Twinkies and watermelon and stuff like that.
Can you guys detect through the samples if somebody's using high phosphorus or too much phosphorus?
You know, we can develop those kind of tests. It's just if there's enough demand for it and people want to see it, we'll do the heavy metals, and you know, everybody wants to see a trace residue analysis on butylates and BTOs and stuff. And so there's a lot of stuff that we can develop. It's just we don't hear the request enough that it's something that we can put a ton of energy and time into. And we want to create services that people can use all the time. And some of them would take a lot of energy to develop it, and only a small amount of people would use it. So some of those, I think, eventually, once we get bored and we have more time and money, we probably will do.
Well, you know, let me ask you this. You know, sometimes you get nice samples and they got, you know, a lot of resin glands on them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that always mean, for example, somebody's going to say, oh man, this right here itself is going to be bomb because it's going to be high THC levels.
If you see a lot of trichomes on it, it doesn't mean that it's high THC. It just means that it's probably a hash strain or an Afghani strain or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's genetics that would make all those trichomes, but...
I tell you what, we're going to have to take a break. Our time's getting away from us. We're going to come right back with more of Adam. If you'll hang out with us, I hope you will, Adam. Back, you guys enjoy the music. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Got somebody new up in the house too, Himes, the Royal Himes. You all know Himes. He's our grower extraordinaire. He's your protege, right, Mo?
Yeah, he is.
Absolutely. And I've tried his sample. It's outstanding medicine. How you doing, Himes?
I'm doing good. Glad to be here.
That's all good, brother. We're here also with Addison DeMora, a local boy from Modesto, and he is now the co-owner of Steep Hill Labs, and that's where we're at today, folks, in Oakland. I'll tell you what, I'm just thrilled to be here. Addison, Mo knows more about growing than I do, so I want to kick it over to Mo and to Jaime, too, because Jaime, you got some questions, right, Himes?
Oh, definitely. One thing, when I first walked in, I got a little bit of deja vu because I had taken a tour in Modesto of another lab for agriculture.
Nice.
They do tissue and soil, all that sampling, and, you know, it's pretty similar setting, I can say.
It smelled like cannabis there? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, it didn't. That was the only difference. That was definitely the only difference. But you know the scales, the machines, the lab coats, you know, has the same feel.
That's good, man. It's nice to know. I always wonder how it measures up when it comes to the professional level. I don't get to a lot of labs. So I'm
this is about
here,
as professional as I've seen it, really. Yeah, it looks great.
Were you a grower?
That's what I did, actually. That's what I was that's my favorite thing to do.
That's what the county sheriff took from you, your lights.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that picture in the Modesto Bee.
I kept
singing We Shall Overcome, you know, brother?
You know, that was all. It was that whole thing ended up actually being the catalyst that if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't have launched the lab with David here. So,
you know, it's funny. There's a saying that says every positive or every negative has an equal or greater positive to it. So you stepped outside the negative and look what you've done today, which is beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the way to win is to find out how to turn the negative into the positive.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, that's pretty much what we did. And it was great. Because now we have this. I look back and I laugh because I think that they figured that what they were doing was upholding you know, some kind of justice or in the name of justice. They kept saying that.
So they sent a guy with recommendation of
which is, I'm not sure about that kind of nefarious activity, but they talked about a lot of justice. And I think it's funny because in the end, justice was served.
It sure was.
Out of the spark of that unfortunate situation was the first cannabis analysis lab in the country and quality control. And now we have an industry that's, you know, now there's a niche in the industry where I'm not sure. Some clever person will probably come up with the number of how much is being made in testing in the cannabis industry. But that's quality control. Every dollar that's made means that a product is being screened so that it's safer for a patient. And
that's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
That's what Mo has always said. Safe medicine is good medicine. And I believe I agree completely. I know you have tons of questions, Jaime.
Yeah,
for sure.
If he'll stay with us here for a minute.
Yeah, I'm down.
Cool.
For sure.
Sorry, I had a bunch of them lining up.
That's all right. Safe medicine is real medicine.
It is.
What it comes down to.
Can you guys test for spider mites?
You know, you should be able to see spider mites. We can. We could develop some kind of a test that would be able to detect.
You guys ever see the little dead ones when you're doing the testing?
Yeah. There's a classic picture from one of the photographers that I know from High Times. And we were at the Cup in Holland. And he was doing all the photos for all the buds. And you'll have to hit me up and I'll send you to this link. But one of the buds, they had a really rad like plate that they put down and that was automated and it would spin. So they put the bud on it, light it, and shoot the picture. And he sent me a JPEG one day. He said, look at this picture. And it was in slow motion and you could see a mite walking. As it rotated, the mite was walking. And it was, and you look at the picture and there's this mite just jumping all over the landscape, walking across this bud at the, you know, something that somebody turned into the cup. And, you know, you could see them if they're alive. We've never seen anything like that, but.
Addison, can you describe the dangers of these pesticides, like, for example, Avid and or Floramite?
Well, I think the one thing about them that is the most dangerous is that there's nothing in agriculture in California that regulates the use. I mean, there's laws, and they regulate the use of those products, but somehow those products continue to get, like, Avid shouldn't be sold in a grow shop, but they continue to get into grow shops under the counter to the consumer. That's, as far as I'm concerned, that's them not doing their job. The worst part about it is that people, as growers, can use that product. They see, and what matters to these growers is that it's effective. Does it work? It works. It's great. That's all that matters. Then at the end, when they smoke it, if they can't taste it or detect it, it's all good to them. The problem is that they're neurotoxins. And when you smoke neurotoxins and they go into your central nervous system, you can have a lot of problems from that. And there's no research on it. There's nothing. Nobody's regulating the consumption of medical cannabis. And that's where we kind of wanted to put ourselves in the picture and start to try to at least regulate it from a grower standpoint and make it more, make growers more accountable for what they produced.
How long can Avid last on the plant?
You know what? I'm probably not the guy to ask that question. I know that we've tested some stuff through the phases. And David does have the answer to that question, he knows. But from what I've heard, if you dip a clone when you get it, there's still a good chance that there's going to be, because it's systemic, there's still a chance it's going to be
right
in the flower.
Let me ask you this question. I know there's a lot of people out there who spray that 2 weeks into bloom.
Yeah.
Would you say it's still in the plant?
Yeah, definitely. And I think what you got to look at, too, is the way that any rules or regulations surrounding that are mainly based on consumption through eating it. And that's what they're all based on. I mean, if you buy berries or any of that stuff in Cali, there's Avid all over it. Oregon, there's Avid all over it. But when you eat that, it's that neurotoxin going into your digestive system, which is then broken down a totally different way. And I'm sure it's not good for you, but it's not like smoking it and putting it directly into your central nervous system. And that's where the difference is with cannabis, having those types of pesticides on them and end users consuming it. There's nobody looking at that or regulating it.
You know,
so we don't know how bad it is. But if you talk to a toxicologist, it's very bad.
I would imagine.
You made an interesting statement when you initially started talking about that. You said under-the-counter kind of sales. And you know what, bro? I've had, just being around it, I've had growers that have said, oh, you can go over to this shop over here, or you can go over to that shop over there. And I didn't know that it was that bad until Mo brought it to my attention. And it's just like, we're just killing ourselves, dude.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
But what it does too, though, I think is there's two ways about it. There's guys that recognize it and then they go, oh, well, you know, it doesn't affect me because I don't use that stuff. Me and my friends don't have to deal with it. But then there's also the guys that are that guy and they go, wait a second, I'm going to stand up and make sure that if I know another grower that's using it, I'm going to tell him that there's other methods to not
That's
have to have that
right
problem.
There.
Well, you know, there's one more thing.
You got to be that activist grower, you know, and tell your bros.
He is. There's one more thing about the Steep Hill Laboratories, folks. If you want to guarantee you've got good medicine, be sure it was tested at Steep Hill, a well-known, highly sought-after organization here, and they just do an outstanding job. We're going to have to come back in just a minute, and when we do, I hope Addison could just – he's a busy guy. I always want to get a couple more minutes with him. You guys enjoy the music. Mo, you going to be back around? And I'll be back, too. Just to be right back. Thank you.
I hate college remix. I hate college, but love all the parties. Finishing cakes and crushing bottles of Bacardi. King of the class, I'd rather lay up with a hottie. Single doesn't mean I'm looking for somebody. Some say the drink blaze up, but hardly. Popping PK, ski a little bit of Molly. Am I on my mind? Most people say probably. But I've been on my grind, puffing out of that Cali. Pack my bag, no parents didn't drop me off. I fell off, saw some herbs all wearing Lacoste. A couple dudes and pennies must have played lacrosse. Grab my duffel and I hustled through the dormitory doors. Of course, my homie lived on the same floor. Soon to blow trees, get down to pound codes. Down to pound holes, the out of town boys. Flow developed to the whole town of his boys. I hate college, but love getting late. Socialite swag at night when the sun fades. Check my sun shades, talking about upgrades. I can't see the haters no more, I feel great. My eyes 20/20, so sunny when skies gray. I'm loved by the honeys, what more can I say? I'm just getting paid, working like a slave. Between school, athletics, and music, it's all day. So invite your friends to come play. Gave you the invite, if you miss it, don't complain. If you lucky, get a kiss, but miss, no, that's lame. Wanna get it in my Wizzy, I'm your main. Sweating bullets, no fan could contain. Short to pull it, but quick to amaze. I'm looking forward to tours in these planes. Seeing the cork popping, no bottles of champagne. Dear Lord, taking your name in vain. All these sins in college that I made. Well, well, my game's off the chain. I last a couple hours, tomorrow go insane. I hate college, but love all the parties. Finishing cakes and crushing bottles of Bacardi. King of the class, I'd rather lay up with a hottie. Single doesn't mean I'm looking for somebody. Some say they drink blaze up, but hardly. Popping PK, ski a little bit of Molly. Am I on my mind? Most people say probably, but I've been on my grind, puffing out of that Cali. I hate college, but love all the parties. Finishing cakes and crushing bottles of Bacardi. King of the class, I'd rather lay up with a hottie. Single doesn't mean I'm looking for somebody. Some say they drink blaze up, but hardly. Popping PK, ski a little bit of Molly. Am I on my mind? Most people say probably, but I've been on my grind, puffing out of that Cali. I can't sleep, cause my goddamn teach keeps assigning essays to at the end of each week. But little do you know, I got a show by the beach. Watching girls flash Wizzy way more than they teach. They mad, I'd rather learn flows than they lesson plans. But sit me down asking, do you get the message, Sam? This is your life, you need school to get right. Nah, music is my son and you're blocking my light. And if I don't blow, get how to ignite. My life full of lines so my money gets nice. Well, money's not happiness, it'll only get greedier. Shit, it'll make life a whole lot easier. And my field gets a whole lot cheesier. Domino's bread, but steak getting meatier. But school's good for one thing, I must add. And that's having a plethora of my vocab. Whole bags of verbs that I must grab. And throw down like a rich girl's bar tab. I hate college, but love all the parties. Finishing cakes and crushing bottles of Bacardi. I can't go to class, I'd rather lay up with a hottie. Single doesn't mean I'm looking for somebody. Some say they drink blaze up, but hardly. Popping PK, ski a little bit of Molly. Am I on my mind? Most people say probably. But I've been on my grind, puffing out of that Cali.
I was just looking at this seal here. It's a seal of approval or certification. The Steep Hill Safe Cannabis. You know what they need, Mark? They need Grow With Mo here.
He's always pushing. You're always pushing it, Mo.
Yeah, they need Grow With Mo here, you know, sponsoring or promoting Steep Hill.
Well, Addison asked me on the break where he could get a stamp, you know, an autograph stamp.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm ready. You might have to incorporate that.
There we go. I know we have Himes here. Himes, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
And I know you have I'm just let you know he is an agricultural student in Modesto and also one of our best growers in town. And go ahead and ask some questions because I know you're dying to.
Well, last segment we were talking about all this Avid and all these pesticides and all that. That's a scary thought for a consumer of cannabis, you know. And I just, you know, curious, how close do you think we are till this testing is mandatory, till it's the law?
Well, I think that in the break we were also talking about city council and some of their resistance to things. Modesto specifically and Oakdale and other places. And and I think we talked before that about clever ways that people are figuring out how to get it so that these so-called politicians do what the constituents in their areas want. And that's figure out how to vote them out or get rid of them and bring in people that should be there. And it takes time and it takes, community and people to get together. But that's how you have to do it. You have to go to the core and get to the, you know, if you want to kill a tree, you don't cut off a branch. You go to the roots.
Exactly.
And that's how you handle that problem.
See, Mark, that's why I tell you, run for mayor, man.
There you go.
That would solve the whole problem.
Sheriff.
I'd go that job, too.
My wife was trying to get me to run against Adam Christensen.
You should have.
You might have won, bro.
Maybe next time.
You know, my son-in-law's uncle was running against him. He was the police chief in Turlock. Mm-hmm. And with all the dirt that Adam was carrying around, you know, it wouldn't have been that hard to defeat that guy.
I wanted to debate him. I actually offered, because he went on camera and said some very, you know, Cro-Magnon things about the cannabis laws in California, things that were just completely untrue, gateway drug theories and all kinds of other things. And that's fine. You know, I just wanted the opportunity to intelligently debate him about those points he was trying to make, and he refused to. And I stole right here, put out the invite if he ever wants to debate. I'd love to sit down and talk with him about some of his views on, or his what I think are improper views on reality.
So, they are improper views, yeah. In fact. So.
Step up, Adam Christensen.
Yeah. Yeah, please. For all of us.
You know, Police Chief Hardin called me one day and he said, I hear you wanted to have a sit down. I said, I'd love to have a sit down. He said, well, there's no point because it's against federal law. I said, fine. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Got off the phone and thought to myself, well, next time I have a parking ticket, I'll call the FBI to come in and cover that.
What you tell them is you say, well, guys, you have to look at the Kaw case that went to the Supreme Court and they actually said that it's not the job of local law enforcement to enforce federal law.
Yep.
That's it. And it's already been to court. It's actually been done in the Supreme Court, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the problem that I have with the Valley is the fact that those guys need to learn that if you know your rights and you fight the case the way you have to defend yourself when you're put into that situation with them, which is to spend the money to bail out, then to spend the money to $5,000 or $7,000 for an attorney, and you beat them like we did.
And good for you.
Thank you so much. And what they learn is that what they're doing is wrong and that they can't do it. And the funny thing is these guys, it's their job to collect evidence and understand what state law is to save us money as taxpayers so that they're not bringing in people for stuff that isn't illegal. And then we're going to find it out later on, $20,000, $40,000, $60,000, $80,000 taxpayers' money later on. But what I figured out in our process is all that is ignorance in order to continue the job security.
Right.
They can sit there and turn the blind eye to it because would I rather bust this guy here who has some sticky green that smells good that I'm going to joke about later on, or would I rather chase that guy into the dark who just stole something from that car because I know he's addicted to meth? They're going to sit in the car and radio in about the guy that ran in, and they're going to get out and stick their knee in the back of the guy that had the cannabis because it's easy work. And, you know, I think now in this day and age when what we have going on in the economy, the easy work's over. It's time to get out of your car, get to work. And you know it's sad. You know,
yeah.
As a citizen, a sovereign American, when I see something happen to a cop, it makes me sad. I'm not happy that something bad happens to a cop, but at the same time, that's your job. You do that. You know, I commute to work. I could die in a car accident. It's a reality. If my wife gets a phone call that I died in a car accident, she shouldn't be like completely out of her mind, like whoa, how did they die in a car accident? Like, you know, your husband drives to work.
Yeah,
that can happen. Those guys do that job. They choose to do that job. I don't have a lot of sympathy when those things happen because that's your job. And I thank you for the service that you've
But in the same respect, though, when they sign on to that job, they sign on to uphold the law.
Exactly.
And the law says.
The California Constitution.
Yeah, and the law says what we do is legal.
Yeah, that 56%
of the vote.
Yeah, 56% of the vote, 5.6 million people said. In 96, that cannabis should be legal for
and Bill Clinton patients. And Bill Clinton won with 43% of the vote. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just, to me, it's just.
What do you see happening in 2012?
I think in 2012, we will probably see, hopefully we'll see a much better or a greater, well put together initiative. I think the last one didn't really represent the growers that have created the industry, that have the farmers, I like to call them.
Yep.
You know, it didn't represent the farmer up the hill, because what they saw was, wait a second, all you people are going to tell me now that what I'm doing is wrong, and I've created your industry, I put this together for you, I'm the one that's fought against law enforcement all this time, I didn't start doing this when Obama put out a letter, I've been doing this, I'm 65 years old, I've been doing this for 20 years. Those guys weren't going to get behind it, and when you don't have them behind it, the rule is, you can't create standards and rules for people to follow if you don't allow them to be a part of creating those rules. You're a dictator. You have to allow them to have a say in it. And those guys weren't included. And I think that's where a lot of that backlash came from. And I don't think that we were prepared to fight because it never came out. I mean, did you know how we got defeated? Because of the prison workers union.
Yep.
Because, you know, and those things aren't talked about.
And that's the most powerful union in California.
Yeah, those guys are super powerful, you know, and they stepped up. And there's the truth of the matter is there's a ton of money being made in California by private companies for putting Latinos, blacks,
yep,
and whites in jail,
yep,
and giving them barely enough to survive. And there's money being made on it, and it shouldn't be that way. You know, and that's an institution that's allowed to use cannabis laws to put those people in jail to make money.
It sounds like you've been talking to Norm Stamper.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's an awesome guy.
Guys rock. Like, yeah. I love those guys.
There's a lot of modern or a lot of still employed law enforcement involved with that group. That's Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, Norm Stamper. Yep. It's a great organization. You know, I've enjoyed the hell out of this, Adamson, and we got to go. And I know Jaime's sitting there saying, oh, I want more questions. Do you want to ask a couple more for you?
Shoot, whatever you got. Whatever you got.
For a grower or a dispensary, when they come to your lab, what's a general test? What should they expect?
What they should expect when they come is to be able to get their cannabis. If they bring in an eighth out of that eighth, you know, say you have a stash at home, you just grew some great medicine for yourself,
okay,
maybe for you, for grandma, for anybody who's a patient, and you've got some at home, you could bring a small amount to us. And the best way to collect it would be to look in that large batch that you have and pull a lot of little tiny pieces from all over the place. Get a little bit of shake from the bottom, get a really great statistical representation of what's there. Bring that in. We need to see a 2-gram sample if you just want to get the potency and the micro done, mm-hmm, which is potency, you would quantify THC, CBD, and CBN percentages. Micro is the microbiological testing, which would be mold, fungus. We need 2 grams for that. If you want to go the next step, and maybe you got the cannabis from your caregiver, it's your batch for the year, and you know, you smelt like malathion when you saw him, you might want to take another 2 grams from that, and you could turn that in and get a pesticide test. Or if you're a grower who provides for a collective, say Harborside or BPG or Elemental Wellness or Magnolia Wellness up in Sac, any of these great collectives out there, if you're producing cannabis for them and you've got it worked out where, you know, you guys are putting, you're a collective yourself and you're putting medicine together for them, what you can do is get into the Safe Cannabis Program that we have, which then introduces a lot more for the grower. And it's David and I and the rest of us trying to help put something together that kind of gives the strength to the grower and kind of what we come from in the industry. And that would be standardized packaging. We'll take the cannabis, we'll put it into 1 pound bags. We'll take the 2-gram sample out, we'll enrich it with nitrogen. We seal the bag, we leave it with the grower. We mark the bag, take the samples that coincide with the markings. And then once we certify that it doesn't have any pesticide residue, any microbiological contaminants, and we know the THC percentage, we come back, we've labeled the packaging, and then you can bring it into any of the 200 collectives that test with us, and they love it because it comes in pre-tested.
That's
when you're
powerful.
Transporting it.
That's powerful.
It's not in a turkey bag. It's in a very safe-looking, beautifully packaged Mylar bag that shows a lot of transparency in what you're doing as a grower. And we've had a lot of good attorney friends of ours say, hey, if I had a case like that, and I had to take those pictures and show them back to the DA and go, oh, you're going to try to prove this isn't medical and we're going to get a jury to do it? Let's go.
That's beautiful,
man. It's
a
stronger defense.
That's huge.
So you become a member or just?
No, as long as you're a patient and you have a doctor's recommendation and a California ID, you can come in and you can just, there's no charge to work with us other than the cost to do the testing and stuff. And
so I can come in, for example, make an appointment,
mm-hmm, make
bring
an,
all my
Wilson,
medicine in.
Make an appointment.
Make an appointment with Wilson.
Yep.
Bring in my medicine,
yep,
and you guys will package it for me.
Well, the way it works for us is, if as long as you have a recommendation with you, and you should, then you're allowed to bring in
what your volume is that you're legally allowed to carry. So the way we see it, and with the people that we talk to, you can have up to 3 pounds as a patient. So you can come in and bring 3 pounds, get that packaged, and you'd be taking that with that. We wouldn't want people to be bringing too much cannabis around, transporting it, because, of course, there's not a lot of protection to do that kind of stuff. Of course, you know that, you know, 215 and SB 420 just allows us the defense.
Right.
You know, and that's what we dealt with in Oakdale, and that's what anyone will deal with. And that's the saddest part about it. It's what we're trying to fight against, is that when you do get you cause this interference and you run into the cops, they could, you know, think this is whatever they want. And then you're, unfortunately, in Stanislaus County and San Joaquin County, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Yep.
And you have to, you know, fight against it and spend a lot of money. So, but this program will protect, or we feel that this program puts the ball back into the grower's corner, or the producer's corner, for the collective, and shows that they're self-regulating, that they're, what they're doing, they're being transparent about it. And it brings the cannabis into the collective. The best part about it is the cannabis comes into the collective and it can go to the patient that day. It's been screened. They don't have to wait for results. Everything can hit the floor.
They don't
right
have
away.
To wait for payment either, do they?
Well, they don't have to wait for payment. Then what they do is the grower actually gets rewarded most of the time for being a good grower and producing good product and saving them the testing money.
And folks, think about that. Yeah, you get your product here. They'll test it. They'll say it's been approved by Steep Hill. You take it to any dispensary. And what dispensary is going to say, well, we don't trust Steep Hill? I mean, you know, that's the number one place in the country for testing.
And then if you have more than 3 pounds, what you do is set up an appointment, and we will then be able to meet the grower at whatever, you know, location is comfortable to them. Of course, their privacy is important. And over 3 pounds, we will go and meet them, and they can get their stuff packaged that way as well, too. So,
you guys, you know, great. You guys are on the cutting edge of this industry, and I'll tell you, I applaud you from my heart. You guys, Addison, I'm not going to say you've come a long way, because you were something huge before you hit Stanislaus County, but I'll tell you, I'm very proud to have met you, and you're a young man just getting it going and getting it done, man. And I tell you, you can't sit around this guy without just being influenced by his power and his energy. He's just awesome, man. So if you read those articles on Modesto B, they're pretty much Ken Carlson BS. You're the man, and I thank you, man.
Thank you.
This
and
time
I just
want incredible.
To thank Adam Christensen for helping us start this all.
Adam Christensen, no doubt about that. Thank you.
He helped us out.
Thank you, Chief.
Adam,
we appreciate that. Yeah. And it's sad that we have to learn lessons like that, but you know what? It is what it is.
Bigger and better.
Addison. One question. Shoot. What's your favorite strain?
Yeah. My favorite strain is Kosher Kush from DNA Genetics. It's a OG version of OG Kush that DNA should have seeds out pretty quickly in California. I talked to those guys on Skype the other day, and they said they should have strains available internationally, of course, I think in the next 6 months. So Kosher Kush is my
definitely
favorite.
Definitely got to let me know. You got to keep me updated. I'm going to leave you my number.
Yep.
You're going to call me, so I can get a hold of it.
For sure. Right now I'm smoking the Tahoe OG from a really great collective up in Sacramento. And then I'm also smoking the Fire OG. Those are the two OGs.
What's your favorite sativa?
My favorite sativa is probably Jack or... I consider OG to be a sativa, I guess. It's a hybrid, but I'd say Jack or some Sour Diesel or, you know, any of those good ones. We see so much here. I just like OG. It's just easy. It's like wearing white t-shirts every day. It's just easy.
Industrial strength.
It's simple. Yeah,
that's awesome. Adam Addison, thank you so much, man, for this time. I wish it's been an amazing moment here at Steep Hill Labs, and everybody's been so cordial and so nice. If you growers want to get on the right track, you come down here and get your medicine tested, because I believe at the end of the day, safe medicine is good medicine, right, Mo? Yeah.
Definitely.
And you can check us out online at
steephilllab.com. Steephilllab.com. It's an amazing facility here, and I'll tell you, you walk in and you understand we're moving the industry forward in a positive way, despite what some of the sheriffs around have to say. So
that's okay.
It is okay. Hey, guys, thank you so much for listening to us. This is Mark and Mo coming to you live from Steep Hill Laboratories, Oakland, California. Enjoy the music and enjoy life. Life is good. Medicate and educate.
Yeah,
you guys,
nigga,
take care.
I'm still fucking with you. Still waters run deep. Still Snoop Dogg and D.R.E. Nah, nah, nigga.
Guess who's back?
Steep. Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out. Trey Day, nigga, AK, nigga. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Trey fell off. How, nigga, my last
last album was the chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel about
it. If you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre is the name. I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf. Still fuck with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beats bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets,
it's the D.R.E.
Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets, signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm asleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire till you're soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew, I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acrobatics. Swap meets, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I give
still,
you the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets,
it's the D.R.E.
It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with. Whether you're cooling on the corner with your fly bitch,
yes.
Lay back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap. Niggas try to be the king, but the ace is back.
So if you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre be the name. Still running the game, still got it wrapped like a mummy. Still ain't tripping, love to see young blacks get money. Spend time out the hood, take they moms out the hood. Hit my boys off with jobs, no more living hard. Barbecues every day, driving fancy cars. Still gon' get my regard.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat, and I still got love for the streets.
It's the D.R.E.
Representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still
taking my time to perfect the beat, and I still got love for the streets.
It's the D.R.E. Right back up in your motherfucking ass. 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Add that shit up. D.R.E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dog. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee. Put it in the air. Well, use a fool, DR.